It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante sitting in for Andy. I'm with Ross Tucker and Bob Flounders. And this is the famous Ask Ross segment brought to you by the 409 infamous. Tailgate Club. Ah, let's go with famous.
I think Ross would prefer infamous.
Or notorious.
Notorious.
And don't forget, the winner of the best question will get the 409 barbecue tailgate box. And as always, the Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by DraftKings. It's down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all your big game bets in. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Time for questions. Ready, boys?
Oh, we're ready. We're more than ready.
All right. Let's start with Beth from Stockdale, California.
Wow.
How about that?
California and a female. I love it.
That's why awesome. She goes to the top of the list and gets her question asked first. Ross, both Sean Clifford and Journey Brown are 50-1 Vegas odds to win the Heisman in 2020. I wonder if Beth is a gambler here. Don't you think Journey Brown's chances of winning the Heisman should be much higher than Sean Clifford's?
No, I don't know that I would say that. I think, first of all, it's become a quarterback award. You know, quarterbacks win it every year. So that's number one. Number two, as good as Journey Brown is and as much as I love him, he's still going to split time with Devin Ford and Noah Kane. I don't know about Ricky Slade, but Devin Ford's going to get some touches and Noah Kane's going to get some touches. So I think Clifford's a better bet. And I think there is a chance under Shiraka that Clifford has a really good second year. You know, that Clifford second year as a starter. The issue, I think, for Clifford will be the receivers. It's hard to imagine him putting up Burrow numbers, Tua numbers, without having three NFL first-round pick receivers like those guys had.
Anyone remember what the odds were on Joe Burrow winning the Heisman a year ago?
That's a great one. It's got to be. What's it, 100-1?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say.
I think I would have known the answer before I asked it.
I think I heard one time 80-1.
Yeah. The more we talk about how good these running backs are with Journey Brown, and the more we talk about how the wideout group is missing, it really does make sense for not only Penn State but for Ricky Slade to really think about kicking outside. It really does. I mean, if he's smart.
Without question.
Yes.
He would play a lot, I think.
And I would also add, it makes sense for Kirk Shiraka to try to figure out some ways to get more than one running back on the field at a time.
And going back to our linebacker discussion about getting talent on the field. All right, here's an interesting one for you, Ross. This is from Jared from Talmadge, Ohio. Ross, I enjoyed your call of the NFC Championship game on Sunday on my drive from PA to Ohio. The KSN subscriber in me was hoping you would drop a from Penn State when mentioning Gold or Amos. My question is, when you're on the sideline and want to interject or provide a tidbit, how do you get the go-ahead? Do you buzz up to the booth or do you tell a producer? Keep up the great work. You are the football Swiss Army knife.
Ooh.
He's sucking up. He wants barbecue.
Sure he is.
So let me say a couple of things. First of all, just to peel back the curtain a little bit, that stadium is awesome. They had unbelievable press box food. They had Anchor Steam beer on ice after the game.
Oh, boy.
In the press box.
Sold.
I had 3 and 12 minutes before we got in the car. I knew there was going to be traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have let me put some in my bag. I could have had it for the whole drive to the airport for my red eye.
I would have definitely done that.
That is clutch.
Yeah.
I'm going to text. I actually know the owner a little bit. That sounds like I'm name dropping, but I'm going to text him a picture and be like, this is why you guys are a top flight Super Bowl organization. Send him that picture. But the game was disappointing. I wanted a competitive game. It almost felt like a high school game. Mm-hmm. It almost felt like Penn State running the ball against Memphis,
yeah.
where it was like every run felt like it could go the distance. So I have a microphone, obviously. Down is off, up is on. When I go on, I'm not over the air. I'm just to the producer and the engineer and say, hey, I got something. Hey, I have an injury update on George Kittle, or I got something on next time Packers have the ball, come down to me. And they just trust me that, like, I'm not going to say that unless every once in a while they'll say, what is it? But usually they'll trust me that I have a point that I want to make that they think is that's a good one. And then you'll hear Kevin Harlan or whoever, Kurt Warner, say, let's go down to Ross Tucker. And then when I talk, the engineer puts me up on the board. So you can actually hear me coming through the broadcast.
Gotcha. So you indicate you've got something, and then
I have to tell the producer that I want to be on. My mic is not hot. They have to put my mic hot.
I'm sure there could be trouble to be had if it was always hot. All right. Next, we've got Sean from Grantsville, Maryland. Hi, Ross and team. I keep hearing and reading many Penn State podcasts and writers talk about the potential of Kondre Lambert has this year. I agree there's opportunities. However, why is almost no one mentioning John Dunmore? Go ahead, Bob. You look like you want to take this one.
To be fair, that he's there are a lot of people that are excited about Kondre Lambert, but I'm very excited about John. I've talked about him previously. I saw him on the practice field for the All-American game when Penn State was in the Citrus Bowl, and he was to me in practice he was the best wideout out there, going against some good corners. He caught everything. He ran very good routes, very good speed. My only thing was he looked very, very thin, and I'm sure his body has changed in the year or so, or it's going to, after by the time the summer rolls around, the year he's going to be on campus. But I really think he is a guy that we talk about what KJ Hamler did, you know, leading up to the 2018 season, like in the offseason buzz wise. I think he's a guy. I think Dunmore is a guy that you can hear James Franklin talk about a lot in the offseason.
There's always that tendency, I think, for the shiny new object with the incoming freshman, and it's why. And Sean, you need to listen to the Keystone Kickoff Show. As we go into the offseason, one of the things we always make sure we do is we do segments on those redshirt freshmen, those returning guys, to make sure they don't get forgotten.
Well, and not only that, I would add to that, you know, after we finish up the position series, and I think we just have next week DBs,
right,
and then we're done, we'll dive into the recruits, the 2020 recruits. We haven't really done, Jim, our series on the 2020 recruits. So while I know people are into Kondre Lambert, we'll get a much better feel for that based on spring ball. He's an early enrollee. We'll find out how he's doing compared to Dunmore and others. I think Dunmore is going to surprise some people too.
For those who aren't aware of what we're talking about, Ross every year goes through the tapes of every incoming freshman. He ranks them. It's a great segment. You want to stick with us over the next few weeks to hear that. All right. Next up, David from Lancaster. I've enjoyed your behind-the-scenes perspective on college coaching interviews you've given here and on The Athletic. How do teams evaluate the recruiting ability of a candidate? While you could ask about their philosophies, it seems like something you need to see firsthand or get feedback from someone who's been recruited by them.
That's a good question, because I think some guys are more aggressive than others in terms of making sure that the recruiting services know that they are the one that's recruiting a certain kid. You know, you'll see, like, if you pull up a kid, it'll say being recruited by.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is they're all ultimately recruited by their position coach. You know, the area coach just starts it. Then it's position coach and head coach, quite frankly. I mean, I know Ryan Day was in Lancaster for an hour and a half, you know, this week to not only talk to Nolan Rucci, but then he went to Reading and offered Nick Singleton from Governor Mifflin High School full scholarship, who's a sophomore. Jan Johnson's high school, by the way. So sometimes it's the head coach who is comfortable with an area. Ryan had been recruiting that area before. He wanted to make it a point to come. So that's pretty big time when a head coach does something like that. So my point is, you don't really know, but guys get reputations. And believe it or not, the scouting services are really good for that. They know because they talk to the kids. And the kids will say to them, I really like Jaywan. I really like Coach Sider. I really like him. Like, they'll tell the recruiting guys who they really like. And then you'll see what happens. Some of these guys, you know, three or four of their guys will commit and they'll sign them. Other guys, it's like they don't really get anybody to really commit.
Well, how much of it is – we talked earlier about Stubblefield, the new wide receiver coach. And the resume didn't jump out as being fantastic, but how much of it is his interview, say, with James Franklin, where James Franklin is impressed with him? And to do the real quick Joe Brady story, the story I heard is he came in more as a consultant, went up at the whiteboard and just wowed everybody, and they said, we got to hire this guy. So how much is it, you know, you just, James Franklin talks to the guy and says, love the personality, think this is my guy?
Well, a lot of it, but... And I think that's the way it should be. But specifically to the question about recruiting, you got to talk to a lot of people to know that. Because I don't think you can necessarily tell from an interview if a guy is a good recruiter or not. A lot of that, man, is just being tireless.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys, I cannot emphasize enough how nonstop, always on these guys are. It is 24/7, 365. It's got to be.
All right, let's sneak one in real fast. Minnesota's offense averaged 33 minutes time of possession compared to Penn State's 26. How do you see this affecting the defense in relation to the substitution patterns? Would the defense get more rest and play the starters more?
You know, I don't know if that's a Kirk Ciarrocca philosophy or a PJ Fleck philosophy. I don't know if Ciarrocca will call plays the same way as he did at Minnesota, if that's not what Franklin wants. So we'll see. Sometimes Minnesota does that because they don't think they're as talented as the team they're going against, so they want to play keep away.
Gotcha. That's it for quarter number three. Ask Ross. Start of quarter number four. We will name our winner.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.